I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Some of the structural things that we've gotten wrong in America is we've incentivized arrest and incarceration and conviction of people. So what we've really done is we've told the folks that work the job, whether they're white or black, racist or not racist, that how they get paid, how they protect their income, how they protect their pension is by arresting and locking up more people. That's the metric that we care about, not justice as a metric. And so what we saw was, a lot of policies that were passed that and a lot of behaviors where people would target the folks that couldn't defend themselves. Because if you're getting paid in the federal and state drawdowns are based on how many people you're arresting and convicting, it wouldn't make sense to go arrest and try to get convictions from people that could afford lawyers. It would be more expedient to arrest people that can't defend themselves. And so just at a human nature level, what I've seen in the numbers, and I speak quite frequently to, is human beings, and their performance out there. They're being told, I need to arrest and convict as many people as possible to justify my existence, so that's what I'm going to do. And you get far more reckless policies that we're seeing the tide turn against, like in New York City, where they're literally stopping and frisking people based on how they looked at more than 500,000 people a year on the sidewalk with no warrant, no other reason. So again, you're incentivizing the police to target people based on how they looked. And naturally, the police were gravitating toward people that looked like they couldn't put up a fight or defend themselves. And in America, with over 97% of all of the arrests never going to trial, we've created a system where once you're arrested, you're essentially pushed into a situation where it's a negotiated situation and not necessarily justice meted out by your peers through a jury system and sentencing by a judge. And so the system's moved incredibly distant away from what we might think it is or what we see on the primetime television shows. And that has led to a number that, if you look at it from a socioeconomic standpoint, you see that whether it's a Caucasian, Hispanic, or African-American person in the criminal justice system, those that are there are by and large on the lower end of the American socioeconomic scale, and that's who's been targeted. And because of the population of minorities in America that are on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, they are disproportionately represented in the ranks, which speaks poorly of America on so many ways, including, of course, the race issues. It's kind of a horrifying thing that we're doing, is kind of preying on and targeting the least of us.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.